Don't even ask me a beer.
No, I'm saying for a minion.
Don't even ask me a beer.
So, but by the way, last night you anybody was here last night? You when you came last night?
Who's he?
No, you came last night to the show. Was
Yeah, not as much as I thought, but yeah, we had a few outsiders.
That doing something very nice in the auction.
We shut this for a minute? So we can talk freely?
No, I'm not saying anything negative. I'm
I
just
am.
kind of, I'm not. I'm just saying they're going through this first right after that, and it's they're doing like every Friday morning, give it, you know this?
Yeah.
Every Friday morning, gave it a vote. Sure, Burger's giving it a birthday. And then he's so. You just go anytime, right? There's no difference.
My boys want me to take them.
Or
Just they learn for him.
oh. Pinchas. Fresh and bright and early, wow.
Yeah, I can do all the time.
At least until they see him.
Okay.
Just announce when the next scene is and when the CM is.
What's his name? Father.
Yeah, he's a prior Maria. Basket.
We got new demise. Yeah. Primary
I forget. See? I'm not sure if it's only there.
Okay.
Let's see.
Red roll, his motion. Today's share is sponsored Lil Nishmas. Yes, Vary Frying Ben Tzvi. It's interesting. It's ironic that he was nifter on a day, the hottest day of the year last year, muggiest day. And yesterday was the mug. Today's like second to muggiest day of the year. It's pretty funny.
It's crazy that his yard sale falls on the summer earlier.
No, it wasn't hot till now. Yesterday was the first hot day
It's
that we
hot, it's
had.
just raining.
It was never. It wasn't
Yeah,
muggy. It was
it's
the whole
just
summer.
raining.
I didn't know
It wasn't
why.
rainy last
I don't
year.
know why.
It wasn't rainy last year.
But anyway, it's interesting. I was thinking about it because that was when his son was in the car. He told his son that it's very muggy outside. He feels like he can't breathe.
Who is this person?
Yossi Pasker?
Yes. Oh,
It's unbelievable. Why don't you go jog with your wife?
it happened at 8 o'clock. He was
I
already
do that
sleeping.
anyway.
I have not been sleeping last night.
Not last night, well, a year ago. Right? Yeah, a
Anyway,
year ago. Yeah, I probably was.
got a Caleb at the arm, and you heard this. Yehuda Slam and Vicky and Yaakov Machaner, Chaim Shor Chai Reza, Chai Rochel was Pesha Reza, Esli was Chai Yafa, Shmuel Devoro, Chai Tov was Fanina Blum was Chana Rochel, and Est. Esther Chaya Bas Devorah was strong that season, you know?
No kidding. He did,
Esther
didn't he?
Chaya
What did he
Bas
do?
Devorah.
Oh, shut it.
Esther Chaya Bas
Oh,
Devorah.
come on.
Not really.
Freezed over in the monkey. The second the monkey is day of the year.
Now it's on. Roselle's back, yeah.
Roselle's back?
Yeah. Okay.
Huh?
Yeah, terrible. Terrible situation, as a show. Anyway.
Nachman Salt is working on it.
You fooling, kid. They're putting the vegetables on top.
So we have like this.
That's all that was left.
We have new Masechta, Masechta Zavai Zoro. Tosis right away says that really Masechta Zavai Zoro should have been after Masechta Sanhedrin. But, he says that really, Tosis says the Ari, but I was Kalamas and Mazolas, Tanam and Masechta Zavai Zoro, say the Shuas, Miu Makas, the Shuas, the Shakas, and the Haki Tanalu. Really should have been Sanhedrin Avod Zarah. But because Mach Sanhedrin and Shavuos have a Shaykhus to Sanhedrin, so we said it after that, and then we continue now with Avod Zarah. But it's interesting. I saw a whole, there was a whole tumult of which Masechta should be first. They in Tosfos Yontov, he brings down a whole thing about it. You go with the Tehillim now.
Thank you very much.
You
made?
No.
Just...
Anyway, no, just nothing. Oh, you're right. Why don't you put a wing on the front of the car? So Gemara, let's start the Mishnah. Jump right in. Talking about Avodah Zarah and different halachas of Avodah Zarah. Just something very interesting, which was a negeya to yesterday's current events. I don't know if you guys ever watch current events. You probably don't have the internet on your phones. But there was a guy by the name of Ben Shapiro went to visit the Pope yesterday. And there's a whole shiloh. If you're allowed to, first of all, he didn't kiss his hand or bow down to him. And he didn't take off his yarmulke. And which is very impressive. Very impressive. I saw him the Ted, so it was a month ago. Anyway, and he also did something very smart. He gave him a very nice gift that nothing to do with religion. Very, very clever what he did, Grada. Very nice what he did.
He's a genius.
He's mom's a smart guy. He gave him a ball. It was a genius what he did. Anyway, he did not give him cover as religion, which is what you're not supposed to, which is what you're supposed to do. He gave him a ball in 2005 from the White Sox something. This guy's a fan. Something that was signed by all the, what's it called? He said we could agree, even though we don't agree on the religion, but we could agree that the White Sox won the World Series in 2005. Yeah, he's very good. Anyway.
You
have internet before? No, he has the
Ted. 2005 White Sox.
That's why he gave it 605, because he's looking at the Ted.
Anyway. The kids, he reads the Masa of Matan.
There's 2 minutes of news in the Ted.
The Masa of Matan. Anyway, but the question is, could you call a priest a father? You know, is that you allowed to call a guy in that what's called the Maestro Yasha Pasas? You're not allowed to call him with any name of reverence because you're giving kashivas to Avodah Zarah. He didn't do anything like that. It's very he did the right thing. There were people that visited the Pope and did things that weren't okay. But I don't know if you're allowed to do that. With Ben Shapiro?
Yeah, maybe post it on the chat.
No, I'm good.
It's negated to the daf.
Can't post everything from him.
Oh, really?
One, a few pieces, it's good.
You call him Abba?
Call him Daddy.
Call me Daddy. Anyway, Lefnei Dame said the Mishnah starts off a very interesting way of starting off the Mishnah. Lefnei Dame shall have him. Before the holidays of Avichavim, Shloish Yom, 3 days. So it's really should have said Shloish Yom of Nei Adem Shavichavim. Tais Bavarns is already. Tais brings Yesh Vayesh. There's two different ways of starting off a perek. Tais brings down in Kedushin, it says Ishanich Kim Drachim, and Bekurim it says Eskik Shavalim Kim Drachim, but sometimes it says Beshiv Drachim Bait Kunzel. First it says the number, then it says the item. It brings a few of those. So over here we go with that. Before a Goyish holiday, what does a Goyish holiday mean? Is it so it's a big shalom. Which child is talking about? Some say it's any holiday Juneteenth would be a holiday. In the old days, if that was it would go. Some say it was only the big holidays, like the Shalosh Hagadolim of the Goyim. Yeah, I know. So, but there's still, even with after the Mishnah, some say that's even regular holidays. You continue with the Megillah that you're reading there. Any holiday of a guy at that point whatever Juneteenth is not. Juneteenth is made up today. I'm talking about in those days. Whatever the holiday that Juneteenth is today is nonsense. No, most of the holidays are. A lot of the Edayim are. I'm not talking about today. In those days, today is nothing. Today we have nothing. I mean, I don't know. If today we have nothing.
Christmas, Easter,
whatever, yeah. Anyway, so Lifnei Deim. So basically, Lifnei Deim Shoy Chavim Ishloishi Yamim. So basically, 3 days before, you're not allowed to do many things with them. Also, Losses, the Losses Imaim, you can't do business with them. La Shilon, you can't lend them money. Lishol, you can't borrow from them. Mehen lahalvoisam, to lend them. Velilvois mehen, to both ways. Lefroya velefroya mehen, you can't pay them. They can't pay you back alone. And the reason for this is Rashi says from the ozul umoyde lavoischam biyamedoy. It comes a time, the holiday. That's a time when they they're moyde lavoischavim, and melo they can't. They're gonna come.
Is not their vadzer. There's nothing to do with the dessert.
No.
It's just on those days they go daven.
They go daven, and Melo, they're gonna, if you do something good for a guy, so he's gonna be moided by the Zara. And that's a problem. That's a problem that they're like thanked by the Zara. They sing, you know, Tov Lahoides La Shemde. Tov Lahoides La Gechka.
That you gave the money,
and we're so good to me. The fat guy spitting out the stuff, you know, he's so good to him that he gave him the Jew next door. He lends him money all the time. Lamaisa, you'll see in a minute. Lamaisa, we have it on the base. The Tosfos Bavaran, something interesting. It's Losses, Losses in mind. Tosfos says, from the Ozel B'yom Edoim, when I was come, Metoich L'shonim Mashma, you can't do anything. Can't do any business. Look later on. Because the Sunday, today is not really Negeya, but in the Sunday is like for some goyim, it's a real holiday. So really, every week should be a problem. You basically can't do any business with a guy. Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So you really have a problem. You can't do any business with them. So Tosis is about Varnes. Tosis says there's many different Rishonim. Rishonim will handle this. And the Rishonim say that Tosis says that it's Minig Avasim Beidem. It's not really Avodah Zarah. Sunday is not really Avodah Zarah. It's just, they're just following. Another pshat is Ava. We all know about Ava, right? If you lived in the era of COVID, you know Ava. Everything you did was Ava. Glatbeh was open because of Ava, and you know all that stuff. Another pshat is that Lamaisa Klai Yisrael needs the Goyim. This is what I still brought down in Rishonim. A lot of people bring this down, that over the generations, we needed the Goyim to do Parnoso. It's an interesting thing. And Mela for Parnoso, that you're allowed to do, even though it's you know, it's a problem, but we can't really survive without doing business, and we have to do business. So mele we did it. Now this whole halacha,
that's literally the things that the Mishnah's
the what? No, but the Tosis is Bavarni something interesting. Sunday is a problem because you can never do business. There's a day end, there's holidays. Fine, I get it. There's three holidays, five holidays, whatever it is that you can't do. What about every single week? You can never do business, basically. So the Mishnah doesn't say that. The Mishnah just says the Eidim Shal Rechavim. Tosis is Bavarni that even every Sunday is a problem. Right, but the Mishnah is talking about specifically Yom Eidim. Tosis about warning that even every Sunday should be a problem. So that means you can never do business with a guy.
And what's your answer?
So Tosis' answer is that Lemaisa we can't live like that because you can't ruin every Sunday because Lemaisa otherwise you can never do business with a guy. On the Goyish holidays you could work around it. You have a recording in your machine that will close 255 days a year. All you open, you know, like that. You know. No, that's one answer.
That's one answer.
That's one answer. Tosis gives a few answers. The Rishonim give a few answers.
His answer is it's just not doable.
It's not doable.
The whole thing is
technically you're right.
The whole thing is the chazal chum. So when it's not possible, they would
right.
make their tefachim.
I have no idea. You have to talk to like a guy like Yerman. He can answer all those questions. I have no idea. I don't know.
What do you say?
Christianity is what it's called. I have no idea. I barely know what my religion, you know, like, I barely know how
Excuse
to...
me?
Yeah.
We know.
I barely know how to get around over here, you know what I mean? As you had to get around downstairs. Okay, open the Tehillim. Yeah. We'll see in a minute. Amud Beis is my Gemara. We got it. Everything's Bashet. And Maisa, it's interesting because you said going to the grave to Basker, Basker's Yotzer is today. People going to the basic forest, even though the Yekis don't go. They don't say they don't have a whole minute. They don't
Friday.
Have the 10 people, but
Friday.
They go.
Friday.
No, they don't do the 10 people thing with the whole thing that, you know, you go to the basic forest, you say everybody mumbles the whole thing.
Wishes for God to give his son a long name or something like that.
It's a very smart thing to say, but anyway, I hope you said it by the shiva of a guy.
My father.
But, okay. That's very nice. Anyway.
Love your letter.
Lemaisa, some people want to.
You better not get sick.
That's why they're brought each other for a long time. But you're upset, your kids are going to have a lot of the home to say.
Not just Shannon, he'll live till 120. What are you talking about?
He's going to be buried on the. Yeah,
exactly. Well, you're going to have to go. Start practicing.
Anyway.
I say it every day, so this way I don't have to worry about it. You know, they have like a revenue.
This is interesting. It said in Mepharshim speak out that it says, Yom, Shloshi Yom Lefnei Edeim, you can't, there's some shtelos too, that so maybe you'll be able to go to the Beis HaKfaras. I don't know, that punk saw yesterday. It's an interesting thing. But I don't know, it's not really a tzushtel because over here it's being made of Havayetz Chavim. They bavarn that, like, what's a tzushtel? I don't know. It's just Agav Urcha because today we're cemetery business. If you die, man, if Ryan man, don't worry about it. If you didn't understand it, it's better. If you die, man, if Ryan man, if Yehuda says that you could pay back from them, you could get paid back from them because it's Meitzu Loi. It bothers them. You got to pay back money. Now you're short. Now you don't have 100 grand in your pocket. Amu Loi, I'll be Shemeitzu Achshav Samechu Achshav Samechu Lachazman. Lemaisa, he's happy. At the end of the day, when you pay off your mortgage, it hurts, but Lamaisi, you're happy at the end of the day. So same thing with the Goy, and that would be the Shiloh over here.
He's happy that he's able to pay off.
The what?
He's going to be thankful that he's able to pay it off. Brings him somehow.
Well, it's a Shiloh. The Mishnah has both ways. It means you're happy, but Lamaisi, it hurts. It does hurt. It does give a pinch. You got to take out of the pocket money. Maybe we don't mind pinching the Goy. Now, it's interesting. A lot of these things in the Mishnah, something that's around in the 3 days, they talk about this. What does it mean? This guy's going to the Avod, he's going on Yom Eidoy, and he's going to be murdered Avod Zchavim. That's only at that point if let's say you lend the guy $100 on Monday, and on Wednesday is Yom Eidoy. He already used the money. He spent it. He doesn't have the money in his pocket. If you lend him a car, so he's going to that Getchka, he's going on Yom Eidim with the car to be Moed Avodah. Look, I have this car, it's so nice, my neighbor, he lent me his caddy. But something that's already out, Mech Tesei that he's going to be Moed at that point, he doesn't have it with him anymore. So it's a aura because it doesn't really have it anymore. But yeah, they talk the Gemara talks about it also. Yeah, they talk about fruits. Dor Shem is kind. Yeah. Anyway, but you know halva was low. So okay, whatever. Rabbi Shmuel Chatani. So the Gemara continues. Chatani Eidayim with an aleph. Chatani Eidayim. I saw Maritz Chia says because it wasn't they used to learn Baal Peh, so it was not clear. Manatani Eidayim, Eidayim with the aleph lemishtavish. Not a mistake. Manatani Eidayim lemishtavish is also not a mistake. Manatani Eidayim lemishtavish says kigar yom Eidam, yom Eidam. Yom Eidam is with the aleph. It's the day of their day of holiday. Manatani Eidayim with the ayin lemishtavish says yitnu Eidayim v'yitztiku. They give like edus and they'll say they'll. Yitzhak means they'll make righteous. Yeah. You know, Yitzhak, man Antoni Eidayim, my time alo Tani Eidayim. Why didn't he say Eidayim? What's the reason for it? Amalach Tavra, Adif. The breaking means to use the Lashon of Eidayim for the holidays is better for us. To use that for the holiday. Man Antoni Eidayim, my time alo Tani Eidayim with the Aleph. Amalach Man Kagarz. Kagaram Luhu Tavra. Who's the what causes the breaking of the holiday means the Goyim? Eidus she idu ba'atzman. They're gonna say Eidus on Klal Yisrael basically. Hilchoch Eidus Adifa. So frektim of Hayitnu Eidayim v'yitztiku by Chavim Ksiv. It's not going by a Goy. Habi Yisrael Ksiv. Damar Shmuel Levi. Kol Mitzvah She Yisrael Oysim Ba'el Mazeh. Ba'ois. So what are you talking about? So Gemara says, and it's interesting, kol mitzvahs, I saw the Meiri brings down, that's kol mitzvahs, even the smallest mitzvah. It's not just a big mitzvah. Even a small mitzvah, it says kol mitzvahs. To stress that. So Elam Ravuna, Brei Devashua, Manda Amar Eidayim, Mahacha Yotzir Pesach, Kulam Toyu, V'chamudayim, Bal Yidu, V'eidayim, Hema. From that Pasuk, that Avos Chom is going to come and be made on the people. It's interesting because the Gemara in Sukkah brings down, that La'asad Lovei, Hashem's going to shech the Yitzhara, and Tzadikim anim lehem kahar, and the Rishayim is kechut Zahara, and halolabach halolabach, everybody's going to be crying. Tzadikim will be crying, because they're going to say, how were they able to conquer this mountain? And the Rishayim b'aychim, how come they couldn't conquer the mountain? It's such an easy thing, they couldn't do it. Who? Yeah, kechut Zahara, yeah. So, he says the reason why Tzaddikim are crying is because they know that the only way it's possible for them to be Kovish Yetzirah was through Siyat Rishmaya, which means that on their own they couldn't do it. So they don't really deserve the schar. So Hashem is giving them the schar like as a bonus. That's why they're crying. The Goyim are crying. They don't chap that it's chutz, that they don't see that. To them, it's Nimbuka Sa'ara. So to them, they're saying, look at Klai Yisrael. This is what they're saying, hey, this is on Klai Yisrael. Look how good they are. And they're the ones that are good. And they're the ones that get the schar. And we can't do anything. They don't chap that it's Siyat Yishma Asmael. That's their... Dar Yisham Chaninim Bar Papa, B'tem HaMissim Loi. La'asid Lovoi, B'yem HaKosh Baruch Hu Seif Torah, B'nei HaKhekoi. He puts Seif Torah as Chekoi. It's a lotion of Ava, he puts it close to him. Whoever comes to the Isaac, whoever is the Isaac and the Torah should come and take a payment. They all come. It's a ganze chevi. Everybody comes flying. Don't come in. You know, when you came in the door, you came running into the classroom. Rabbi says, go out, come in like a mensch. Same thing. Each one of you, the chacham, come in separately. Shnemar, v'yosvu l'umim, v'en lo'im el malchus, referring to malchus, shnemar lo'im, lo'im yemetz. So Mela, come in separately, each nation come in by itself. Mikra, avuvya kam ekosh baruch, what is avuvya kam Hashem? Hashem doesn't think is mixing up for Hashem. Hashem could separate every, he's kol yochol. El ki heicho, the Leila Evu Inu Bagadodi Lishma Mai the Amalahu Mai the Amalahu. He doesn't want that the nations should hear each other's tainas. Means each one of them is coming with a taina. We'll see the Gemara. So you know, each one of the you should come separate and let's hash it out. Rome came first. My time is no chashiv. He's the most chashiv. Omenon the chashiv. Siva toichal kol arav atod shenav atod kenav. Am Rabbi Yochanan. Zu Rome. It's referring to Yom Chayevus. She tova yotzav chol olam. Its name. Its tiva is a lashon of. I don't know. There's a word for that. Tiva means it's a who? No, there's another word. Yeah, there's a good word for that. I forgot the word. Somebody said last night a good word. Okay. Influence, whatever you want, however you want to say it, its name goes out in the whole world. Umanolo on the man the Choshev al Bereishis. Who says that Choshev goes first? Rav Chizda, Rav Chizda, Melech v'tzibur, Melech nichnas chilo ledin. This king goes first. Shnei malas mishpat avdo mishpat ami Yisrael. V'taim amai. What's the reason why a king goes first? The Gemara gives two reasons. Ibai saying mo lava rachal meisam malkam abroi. It's just not respectful for a king to sit outside. Ibai saying mo. Before, if you bring the people first, so then these people did a lot of sins. By the time they get to the king is just mad. The person who's judging is just mad. He's already, everybody's so all over the place. So first you bring the king. Nafkamina and the Tupshatim is if the nation, the people around are good. Still, you bring the king first because according to the first shot, because that's not respectful. Nothing to do with anything else. So what happened over here? So, Amalei Makadosh Baruch Hu, Maya Saktim.
Or specifically these proceedings?
No, it's not talking about here.
Yeah, no,
court. That's Mishnah Avdei, Mishnah Amei Yisrael. That's Hashem, yeah.
I could question Hashem's ability to separate the court cases.
Right, this covered. I mean, there is such a concept of Charoi Naf by Hashem also, right?
Hashem could get mad at the nation.
At the Bria, right? And look what's going on over here. It's, everything's downhill. It's such a concept. We have it in Chumash. In Chumash we have it, right? Moshe says don't.
The king because of its nation.
No, the writers, no.
Because of his nation. You put the king first so that this way his nation doesn't get...
If his nation
doesn't get Hashem mad because of the kingdom
down,
that he runs.
It's going to roll downhill. Previous ones, he's going to get more and more.
Not previous ones. The people of your whole country. You take Persia, and your whole country is a bunch of.
Because if his nation goes first,
then he's up the creek. Yeah,
yeah.
So Gemara says, what are you asking him? What do they want? What do you guys want? You want schar? What do you do your whole life? What are you talking about? We made cities, we made bathhouses, everything we did, what are you talking about? Everything was with Klai Yisrael. You guys are nuts. To comfort yourself. That's the pasuk. And what is it from angels to Torah? So they left. These guys left mad. So it's interesting. What do you mean? They did everything. Klashu. Were they nuts? Are they taka nuts? What's the pshat on this? I saw a mordig pshat that lasad lavoi. It's going to be very clear that everything that happened in the bria was for Klal Yisrael. Once your eyes are open, when Mashiach comes, everything's going to be for Klal Yisrael. It's going to be very clear that everything was created for Klal Yisrael. So we know it because Klal Yisrael knows it because we learn we have it from all our Abayim and from all the Muslims. Everybody knows this.
Except you, because you're not sure about your religion.
Yeah, but the Goyim, they don't know this. But once it's clear for them, they're going to say, "What do you mean?" Look, everything is clear. Of course we did it for Klai Yisrael. Hashem says, yeah, now you have your eyes open, so it's Pashut. But when you did it for Zionists and all your other things. You don't get nothing. Get out. Now came Paras. Achreel. My time. They're next in line. Choshev. You got Persia, and then you got Rome, and then you got Persia. Rome is America, by the way. according to most people. And Paros is Iran.
Why can't Rome be Rome?
Rome is the Chayyar America. That's what they say. Paros is Iran and Rome is America. Next to Mars, that's what they say. Today they say it's Rome is America. My time, the Chashiv Basra, Umanol, how do you know? Siva Oru, what's that pasuk? Zion, Va'oru Chevo Ochri Tinyono, Domula Doiv, Lashatachad Kamis, Lo Ilan Puma Kenshina. Basically, the second one is Domata Doiv. And V'tani Rabbi Yosef, Eilu Parsim, this is the Persians. Sha'uchlim V'shoisim Kedoiv. They eat like a bear. Musarval Basar Kedoiv. And they're fat. They shamein, shmeinahi. Like a bear. U'magan Seir Kedoiv. They also got the long, they got the hair everywhere. V'elam Nucha Kedoiv, that's the ADHD. They jump around. They can't, they can't sit in one place. So I'm like, what do you guys do? I'm like, what are you talking about? You know what we did? All the tunnels, Harbik Sharm, Gisharnu, bridges, Harbik Krochim, cities, Kavashnu, we look what's going on. I'm a Chomasinu, Kulasim Shul, everything's for Kai Shul. I'm like, Kamashi Sisan, Askma Sisan. Kantim Gisharim, you built the bridges, Litamahem Mechas, to take attacks. Krochim, Lazman, Magamel, because they use the people for war. Mechamas Ani Asisi, Mechamas I did, Shema Hashem Yish Mechama. They left. If you saw Malchus, if Rome was the biggest kingdom and they got nothing, they went out. So what do you come? What do you think? My time I like. Amri inu sasi resamidish. Yeah, they ruined the resamidish. When I'm Benina, we built it. So maybe we thought we have an inn over here. Many nations came. These two big nations, my time, Savri, they slaved Klal Yisrael. We didn't make Klal Yisrael to be our slaves. So maybe we have an in.
What's the question? Are we to come in one at a time for exactly this reason?
I understand, but what were they thinking?
They don't know what the previous time it was. They came in by themselves.
Maybe after when they came out, they asked them.
So
you see a guy go out with nothing. If these are the biggest of the
if they saw the bigger nations that did a lot more for
and they got nothing, they came out pachin nefesh. No, that they knew. Yeah,
they didn't come. They didn't go to Olam Haba. The fact that they came out.
I'm real fun. One second. Ma'ish tahanu chashiv, ma'ish tahanu lechashiv. Why these chashiv? And he's not chashiv. Zok the Gemara. This is a very negaya. They're going to stay in their kingdom ad osi meshicha till Mashiach comes. And there's a famous Tosis over here. It's mamish eye-opening. Tosis says, "V'hodam rinon asida parash etipo biad roimi." Iran's going to fall in the hands of America. Rome is America. Zok Tosis haynu samuch lebias Mashiach. K'nam rinon asida machz roimi shetivshoit akol ha'olam tishach adoshim. Rome, which is America, is going to rule on the whole world for 9 months before Mashiach comes.
We're 3 years
away. Hopefully he goes in now. America goes into Iran, they bomb him out, and they take over Iran, and 9 months Mashiach comes. Get your stuff ready.
Just the opposite.
Sorry. 9 months.
Dude, this is only because you decided that America's Rome.
And that's, they bring that, I don't know, almost everybody says that today.
America,
saying, that's what they bring down today. Rome is America. I don't know. I don't know the stuff at all. You got the wrong guy. I don't know. I don't even know where Rome is. I know where Rome is, but everybody says this. Everybody says this. Ask anybody.
Is the part that you excited to wait for on
base one? No, I really was excited with the Shemena. With the that's what got me excited.
That's why the Knights say they're excited to us. They like the beer.
Say Gemara says.
Well, he's wearing a big pants.
Say Gemara says. Amrilv on Rabbi Shlom Klun Sam Leke Bluna. Where we up to Leke Bluna? Oh, fighting Gemara. Amrilv on Rabbi Shlom Klun Satlan Leke Bluna. I understand. Did you give us a Torah for us not to that we didn't accept it? You didn't even give us a Torah. What do you mean you didn't give Torah? V'ksiv ha'yom Hashem is sinei ba, v'zorach b'sei elamai, v'ksiv elakam etem on yavai, my boy b'sei, my boy aparon, what's going on? Aviyam v'yachim alamid, famous Gemara, sheikh zira kosh boch ha'kulum v'loshen, like a blue. The Abishim went to every nation and said, you want the Torah? The Arabs said, well, what about the Lysinov? Oh, forget it. This guy said Lysigzel, forget it. Every guy said, Lysigzel, that's my game, man. So every guy said, I can't do it. They threw him out until they came to Klai Yisrael. Ashbay is Yisrael, v'kibluah. El ha'ochi amri, klum kli ba'amnuah, v'loi kai menuah. If we didn't get it to be Mekayim, then there's nothing wrong. V'aldo tavrosoin. V'aldo tavrosoin?
That's the problem.
V'aldo tavrosoin. Amai loi kibaltuah. So why didn't you?
Hashem's
taina. Why don't you accept it? Elakachem lefon arbon shalom klum kafisa. So what's the taina? So this is the taina. Klai Yisrael didn't accept it. Klai Yisrael was forced. It's forced down their throat. This is what the cheder kids say. Kafino le hakigigas loy kabluna kabash yisrael yisrael l'ksiv yisvatsu tachzar. V'amr b'di macham l'am shkavash kosh bo hakigigas yisrael. He said either you accept it. V'amr le mimat mekamas ter mutiv and lav shom take v'aschem. You go straight to seventh and brook. Miyad amlan kosh baruchu harishonis. Yashmiyunu. The first, the Shem Mitzvah in Noyach that I originally gave you, you didn't keep that either. You can't keep anything. Shnemar, Bishonis Yashmiyu. Shem Mitzvah Shikabatam, Hekakayamtam. You didn't keep that either. So don't tell me you're going to keep the Torah. Umanola and Loikaimum. Who?
Didn't they say Nazareth before that?
Klai Yisrael?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a good question. Meretz from them. But Lamaisa, the Nasim initial was before anything came upon. Afterwards, when the Lamaisa got everything, it was all in Kavalak HaGigas, but they talk about it. How do you know that the Goyim didn't keep Shemitz when the Tani of Yosef, Amad v'yimoydet Eretz, Ro v'yate Goyim, my Ro, Ro Zayim is Shekim Aleim b'nei Noach v'lekaimum, and Kimish lekaimum of the Tirem, Lehem. So they didn't. Hashem said, "Forget it. You guys are off the hook." Is guri isgur? So I understand. The guy they said they're not doing it. So Hashem said, "You know what? Don't do it." No, that's not what it means. They lost out. They don't get the schar. They don't have that schar that a Klal Yisrael has by doing a mitzvah. That he gets a kohen gadol and he does have schar. What are you talking about? Anybody says you get schar. Tamalim, Asher Yasoi, someone Adam v'chayvem. Carnival Yisraelim loy nemel lo Adam. Adam is even a guy who's called Adam. Alam Asher Afilo Avicham v'Isaac Torah. Are you kohen gadol? Elo loy malach. This is the end of the Gemara, not the end. Shem Kamalim schar k'mitzuba v'oisa. Look at me, Shem Mitzuba v'oisa. There's a certain godless of schar mitzuba v'oisa. There's nothing harder than having a mitzvah mechuyev to do, and by doing it, you get a tremendous amount of schar. Siyat l'shmai and a schar. There's a lot of raid on this mitzuba v'oisa business. And Melo, Goyim don't have that. They get simple schar, like regular, like payback day. But the no, the, how do you call it? The eternity, that not the eternity, the, what it means, the upstairs, you have, keeps on going.
Eternal,
is that what it means? No.
That'll work for you.
That's not the word I'm looking for. The
eternity.
Reputation. No. Klai Yisrael is the schar is forever. It never stops. It never stops. Anyway, I think that understands what I'm saying because every guy gave a mushel, you know.
Everyone
but,
understands the way they understand. Yeah,
perpetuate. So I don't know. That's the wrong word. I have no idea.
I'll give you perpetuate.
Fine, but anyway, that's the end of the Gemara. We'll continue tomorrow. Yashar Koyach. By the way, Tzvi's not here today, but it was his brother's anniversary on the yard side of by the I went to the chasana. It was
before Shkia.
He was nifter on the hottest day of the year.
He got married on the hottest day of the year. I remember yep. By dancing, you couldn't dance.
We are up to finally said something smart. You guys jump on it.
You're thinking so hard.
Give him a dollar.
Gimel Daled. Had an interesting day yesterday. Ve'eluk sheres ba'oif. Nikva agageres. It's a, you have a hole in the windpipe. A shenitzdika. Agageres is the windpipe? No, it's the, that's the pipe. A shenitzdika akato, akikato. Oshenitzdika. It's cracked. Hikata chul da'aroisha. It pecked. Makar she'ena oisa oisa trefa. Nikav ha'zefek. Zefek is the stomach, the place to, where the garbage goes in. Rebbe ma'am, I feel a nital. Nital. Yotzu b'nei me'avu le'nikvu. N'shtabu ka'peo. N'shtabu ra'glen. N'imritu ka'fel. Rebbe ma'am, I'm nital. I know it's up so long.